Meacha in Detroit.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. The CEO of Italian carmaker Fiat has flown to Chrysler's hometown of Detroit. President Obama is giving the companies 30 days to flesh out a partnership to save Chrysler. In January, when this partnership first came up, Fiat said it would not invest any cash nor assume any debt from Chrysler. Some analysts worry that won't be the case in the end. Ford is saying this morning it's willing to take on your debt. Ford says if a customer loses his or her job, it will cover car payments of up to $700 each month for up to a year. The offer is on any new Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury. Today's the day GM was supposed to announce whether it found a buyer for Hummer. That announcement's now delayed after the president yesterday gave GM one last chance to restructure. But the Hummer problem isn't going anywhere. Rico Galliano has more.
Oh, how the Hummer has fallen. Sales were down 68% in the first 2 months this year. Rick Kranz, an editor at Detroit's Automotive News, chalks it up to the powerful car's puny gas mileage.
When gasoline was at $4 or $5, $5.5 a gallon, people looked elsewhere for products and Hummer suffered.
By the time gas prices came down late last year, GM had already announced it was looking to unload the company. Kranz says that didn't exactly breed sales. Still, GM says they have bids on the table from other companies to buy Hummer. Analyst Michael Robinette of CSM Worldwide says any buyer would have a lot of work to do.
Hummer is a rough and ready vehicle. It has a very muscular image. But really, for Hummer to survive longer term, they're going to have to either expand the portfolio and make it a little bit more environmentally friendly, or slim it down and make it a niche brand.
In which case, he imagines fewer Hummer models and few, if any, Hummer dealerships. Whether the brand lives or dies, though, it won't affect the military. GM owns the Hummer name and makes its own versions of the car, but a completely different company called AM General supplies Humvees to the armed forces. In Los Angeles, I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace.
It's the end of the quarter, and there's hope out there we'll be getting more signs of economic recovery. Wall Street futures are pointed higher right now. Yesterday, the Dow lost 254 points to 75.22. Markets in Europe are up, and in Asia today, it was a mix. Homebuilder Lennar reported earnings last night. Its loss widened, but sales were a little higher than what analysts expected. And the company's offering what could be another sign of improvement. As Jennifer Collins reports, it's a spin on buy low, sell high.
Lennar made a smart move at the height of the real estate boom. It sold most of its stake in a 15,000-acre tract of land north of Los Angeles, the kind of prime real estate that could have easily become a suburban village. Then the housing market collapsed, and the land holding company filed for bankruptcy. Today, Lennar's looking to make another smart move, buy back much of the land for a bargain. Marley Laufer represents the holding company and says the details need to be worked out.
But we certainly see it as a positive development in our Chapter 11 case.
The deal could eventually give a boost to Lennar. The company lost more than $1 billion last year. Greg Doyle is a market researcher with Hanley Wood.
We are at or very close to a bottom of this, at least close enough to a bottom to where I think having a discussion about getting back into the market is a valid strategy.
He says most of the large home builders he advises are already laying the groundwork to buy cheap plots of land on the market. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Billionaire Carl Icahn is offering $200 million for the Tropicana in Las Vegas. Talk about an indicator of how serious some of the economic fallout's been. Last year, the Tropicana was expected to go for $1 billion.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
Twitter lets you broadcast short text messages to a group of followers. Now software developers are creating Twitter applications that go beyond human-to-human communication. From the entrepreneurship desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman explains.
Twitter allows you to send out text messages of up to 140 characters, called tweets, via cell phone or the internet. There are a lot of business applications for this. A tea shop in Wichita, for instance, tweets a weekly flavor poll to its customers, but there are other Twitter-based business models out there.
We decided to use the service along with our networked hardware to allow plants to send tweets.
That's right. She said plants tweeting people. Katie London teaches interactive media at NYU and co-founded a startup called Botanicals. It's a Twitter app that uses a sensor to measure moisture in potted plants.
A decision's made on the circuit board to send a tweet that, for example, the plant is in need of water.
After it drinks, the plant tweets thanks to its owner. Tweet a Watt monitors home energy use and reports it back to you via Twitter. There's a Twitter app for home security. A motion sensor tweets in case of break-in. Another can turn appliances on and off remotely. Twitter's simple open-source architecture means pretty much anything that can plug into the internet can tweet. Rodney Rumford is author of the book Twitter as a Business Tool.
Programmers could find a way to tie into the machine language level and interface that with real-world, let's call them life hack type of devices.
This means machines communicating with other machines, plants or animals communicating with us. It also means we can interact with the computers that crunch all the data being collected every minute on Twitter.
Tweet what you eat simply answers the question, what did you have to eat today?
Programmer Alex Ressi's new Twitter app lets you tweet everything that passes your lips. The program then crunches all that food data into an online calorie counter, meaning you can track your own diet goals up to the minute and compare your eating habits to others. Rodney Rumford says Twitter is allowing us to create new social intelligence about ourselves at breakneck speed.
They've really developed the tube, if you will, for this data to flow through.
Rumford's favorite toy, a GPS mapping program that tracks fellow tweeters in real time so you can go meet them for drinks or a movie, if you can put your cell phone down that long. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Mitchell has tweeted his story 140 characters at a time. You can follow him on Twitter at EntrepreneurGuy. To learn more about the apps Mitchell talked about, visit marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.